I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Seasonal flooding sets new records in southern China. Three provinces averaged 2 feet of rain between May and mid-June, state media reports, the highest since 1961. Officials evacuated hundreds of thousands of people as floodwaters swept away homes, businesses, and roads. Kurt Rovenstein is of Bibles for China.
Disaster and times of question, a great opportunity for the church not just to restock their Bibles in their pews, but to be the hands and feet of Jesus. If we can help the church in China love their neighbors in that way, that's the gospel in action. That's what Jesus taught us to do, is to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Please ask the Lord to give Bibles for China leaders wisdom as they create disaster response plans. And gang wars in Haiti killed 200 and displaced 16,000 in the month of May alone. Heavily armed gangs continue battling across the capital city, Port-au-Prince. Haiti lost its president in an assassination last year, creating a power vacuum. Rosaline DeHart is of For Haiti with Love.
The gang violence is causing everybody to disperse. I mean, people are leaving the south to come up to the north. Cap-Haitien is filling up with people. There were rumors of the gangs coming up to Cap-Haitien, but the police went in and cleaned them out.
Despite the lack of gang violence, many people in Cap-Haitien are desperately hungry. Plus, the city has a fuel shortage. People tend to stock it up in their homes whenever they get a chance to buy it. Sometimes it causes fires, leading to more people visiting the For Haiti with Love burn clinic. Please pray many Haitians would see Jesus in this ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.